Here we are in lesson 15 now in our Faith, Substance, and Evidence series. We're still in book one. Here in lesson 15, we're looking at Matthew 13, 3 to 8. This is a continuation of our study of the gospel. And here what we're looking at is the gospel scattering the seed. So we're looking at one of the essences of the gospel that Jesus explains to a crowd who's followed him to hear what he has to say. And he puts it this way. Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them, and some seed fell in stony places where they didn't have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them, but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. What is it that Jesus Christ is trying to get us to see in this parable? As we look at this parable, we notice something. There's in the parable, Jesus is actually taking something very simple that they understood back then, agriculture, and he's giving us a much deeper meaning. He's comparing the soil and determining what is it that if the seed is planted in the soil, you actually get a crop. He is exhorting the people to listen, but he says that only those who can understand it are the ones who even bother to ask him. You see in this parable later that the disciples say, "How? What do you mean by this? How can you explain this to us?" And here's how he explains it. He starts out first when he's talking about seed fell by the wayside. People understood that because in those days, there were no fences around crops, around fields that were being tilled by farmers. So they would have footpaths that they would wear in the soil as they're walking to and fro on their way. And that footpath became as hard as rock, like concrete. It was wayside soil. And he explained that what happens is it just bounces right off. When the sower throws a seed, it can't penetrate. It bounces off, sits there, and the birds come and eat it. The second one he talks about is stony places. He doesn't mean soil that's loaded with rocks and stones. What he means is in that area, it's so arid there, and underneath the soil surface was limestone in many, many places. That limestone caused the dirt, the soil, to be pretty thin. And what would happen is roots could never penetrate through it in order to get moisture. So plants would come up in the sun. They would look magnificent at first, but then the scorching of the sun and their inability to penetrate the limestone would mean they withered away and die. Third, you had thorns. You had soil that was filled with thorns. This is weed-filled soil. This is interesting soil because these are the native-type plants in the soil, the weeds and the thorns. What happens is the alien seed that is not part of the natural soil would be choked out by the weeds. It couldn't survive in that. And then lastly, good ground. This would be well-tilled soil. There's no limestone layer below it, so it's deep and rich. There's no weeds and thorns to keep it from being choked out. It's not hard packed. It's fertile. And in that soil, it says that a crop could come up 100-fold, some 60, some 30. What happens now is when the disciples asked him, "Please explain, what do you mean?" He goes through one by one. And what he's explaining not the composition of the soil. That's not what matters. He's explaining the soil condition. In the first one, wayside soil, sin hardened. This is a heart that's hardened, just like the hard-packed soil. And so the gospel, when it's being told to someone, it bounces right off. It can't penetrate the heart. They're too hardened. The second, stony. This is the shallow soil. You've seen people like this. They're excited when they hear the gospel. It means a lot to them. They seem to embrace it. But they never commit to it. It's very shallow. When the sun comes up and scorches them in difficult times, the gospel has no grounding in their life and they wither away. The third, we see this in America a lot. This is living for things outside of Jesus Christ. This is the thorns that choke out the important things of the gospel in Christ. That's living for the worldly things, for other things that take your attention and your passions away from Christ. And so the gospel is choked out in your life. And then the last, the good soil, broken up, fertile, receives the soil. As Hosea 10:12 says, break up your fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord. That's a receptive heart that wants Christ. That's lesson 15.